Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly. I play Trixie on the Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion Hero to Ragnarok podcast. Please check us out on iTunes, rate us. The more ratings we get, the more people can be aware of us. So thank you.
The following takes place between D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, Chapter 18, Yes, Because We're Stupidly Daring, and Chapter 19, I Think It's a Trap. We now go back to Hogar and the ladies.
Let's see. Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Our group has gone back to the rendezvous spot where Thrain and Sultan were going to meet up with them, but for some reason, they've been delayed.
Oh, no!
So in the meantime, the group has set camp and has set the watch schedule. And as everyone's settling down to rest and take their long, long rest to get their hit dice back and things, before they can...
My kerchief and I and my cap have just settled down for a long winter's nap when what to our wondering I should appear... I was the straight man for that.
Yes, you were.
And you just opened the garden path and I just walked right down it. Exactly.
With an owlbear in tow.
I was actually waiting for the random encounter roll, but...
So I've rolled some dice for a random encounter. And I've rolled to see which one of the four watches it occurs on. And I now know the person who it's going to occur on's passive perception. So let's see what happens.
Oh! What is that?
That's an unnatural 12. So on first watch...
Oh, it's always first watch!
Excuse me.
You keep choosing first watch. You know you're not very good at it.
So are you going to actively perceive? Because I was using your passive
perception.
Okay, we've
been over this. Okay, I'm on the job.
Okay.
You know, I protect my teammates. I do my job.
You should already have one, I think.
No, I used it, but I'm
just give her the inspiration.
You probably should have gone with your passive perception, which is a 10. Unfortunately, you went with an active perception, which is a what?
So,
active perception is 0.
What did you get?
A 3.
I got a 3. You have no pluses?
So,
I don't see.
So Tilda, while your compatriots are resting safely under your watch,
attempting to apparently.
Well, what are you doing, by the way?
Twiddling your thumbs.
I'm singing a song, tune in my head that my cousin Twilight used to sing all the time. Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I pledge with mine, or leave a kiss. Within the cup and down, not ask for one. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool. When you're part of my team, everything is awesome. When you're living your dream. I was just sticking my head for some reason.
And that was just because she's waiting for me to say it to her because I've been saying it to her nonstop.
Knowing they'll have to sing that damn song over because it gets caught in my
watch
head.
Watch this.
Stop it!
Did you see that South Park episode?
Yeah, that sounds like it. Oh,
yeah.
What
oh,
is
dear.
That?
Oh, that's bad looking.
What the hell is that?
Oh!
There's more of them.
Owlbears!
Not owlbears. Not owlbears. You might say that.
White ghouls? Gas?
Hopefully not.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
So as you're singing your little song,
Coming to myself.
All of a sudden, you notice across the fire.
I'm lulling them, singing them a lullaby.
She's got to turn even minute now.
You see.
She's losing
it. Oh, she's gonna titter. She's gonna titter.
Okay, the arms are flailing. We're titter. We're this close to titter.
Oh my god.
Bree.
Someday we'll establish titter in less than 5 minutes.
Oh my god.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here all week. Check your wait staff.
Tip your bar, tavern maid.
Tip your GM. Yeah.
Okay, breathe.
Cheeks are a little flush now.
Yes, all right.
I think you're warmer now.
All of a sudden,
I am warmer.
As you're singing, Tilda, you see across the fire, between these two logs, stumble two humanoid frames that are gaunt, and the skin is a sickly purplish.
Purple.
With out-shredded nails that have now turned into wicked, jagged claws.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
As you notice that you're facing two ghouls.
Oh, ghouls!
And as soon as you say that, you realize that there's two separate hands already reaching with an inch. Oh,
that's creepy!
That is so creepy!
Stop!
Oh,
yeah.
As the first ghoul...
I am running.
As the first ghoul... No, they're ambushing you.
No!
They snuck up on your camp.
An ambush.
I only like
it
when I do that.
The first one is going to claw you.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh!
With an... will a 4 hit you?
No, thank goodness.
Okay. Then the second one, whose hand was on this side. You feel it brushing in your hair.
Ew!
With a...
Cough.
Evil ghoul cough. At 12 versus your AC.
No, it won't!
Yay!
So you have luckily just barely avoided the hands of ghouls around your...
Yeah, the cold, clammy hand of death!
You know, I'm sure corpses burn real well.
Smell real
just
bad, though.
Okay, so...
Are they dry and desiccated?
They're leathery.
Messy, yeah. We should set them on fire.
I was just thinking that.
The campfire.
Okay, so everyone roll initiative, even though this first round is just for killing ghouls. Since you're all rested.
Oh, I got a natural 20!
I got a 14.
On
I got a 21.
Initiative.
Non-natural.
Which puts me at a 19.
No, it's a natural 20. It's getting a natural 20.
And who goes at 4?
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
I got your initiative.
You did.
I'm between two of them.
Terrible.
He was sleeping really well.
Yes.
But you're planning. You're planning dreams of conquest. Mm-hmm. Like sugar plums are dancing through your head.
Sugar plum soldiers, more like.
I will lead my sugar plum soldiers.
Yes, crowns upon his brow.
No, they shall be my enemies, so I can eat their soldiers.
Yes, ooh. Well, you'll have the rat soldiers as your actual, you know,
yes.
Troops killing the sugar plums. As it were. No, that actually makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Don't touch me plums!
Bonus if you know what movie that's from.
No, I should. Is that from My Fair Lady?
No!
No, what's it from?
The Just in the Dirt Waterfalls!
And they say it in unison so well.
Shizzle!
It's almost like they've been doing that the whole life.
You can touch me. you can
touch me.
It's like the Oscar crew.
Goldie Hawn and
George Segal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my God.
It is.
I need to re-see it. It's been ages.
It is. It's
such
just
a good one,
funny.
Though.
Funny.
Okay, so starting our first round of initiative, which is just Kelly and the Ghouls. Kelly and the Ghoul Squad.
It's sort of like
Josie and the Pussycats.
Excuse me. Okay, so unfortunately, they did get better initiative than you.
Oh, crap.
So, this one's going to attack Lady Corlin. This one's going to attack Hogar. This one's going to climb over the log, if he makes his athletic roll. And this one's going to climb over his log, which is not going to be good for Tilda.
Well, they might fall.
She should hope that they don't roll better than a 10. That would roll better than a 10. And that one rolled better than a 10.
Oh, well, they're very agile.
So, the first ghoul is going to attack you with flanking with his buddy. It is going to be a 14 versus AC. Oh, sorry, 18. 18 versus AC.
I was about to say.
My AC is 14.
So 18 will hit?
Yeah.
Okay, 7 points of damage. And give me a Constitution DC save.
Oh, no, not our rogue.
You've made it.
15.
You have made it. All of a sudden you feel this, like, paralyzing wave come over you, and then you manage to brush it off.
Yay.
Okay. But then comes the next one's attack. Ooh, will a 22 hit you?
Yeah.
7 points of damage and make a Constitution DC save. As they just scratch at you.
Six?
As you're you sickly. Feel your body just tingle, like when your arm falls asleep, your whole body falls apart, and just all of a sudden you collapse to the ground, paralyzed.
Oh, crap!
At the end of each turn, you can roll a saving throw again, but up to a minute, you're going to be paralyzed.
Oh, no.
Now, thankfully, her scream did give you guys enough notice, but unfortunately I'm going to give them advantage since you were asleep and just getting up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ghoul's going to try to take a bite out of you, Lady Coraline.
All right, yes.
With a 18 to AC.
20 is my AC.
Okay. Luckily for you, you were sleeping in your armor, and it bites down on a piece of your shoulder plate.
Oh dear, thank dentist.
And Hogar, the one that is lurking over you, is going to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to bite a chunk out of a helpless victim. And I am assuming a 10 will not hit you by far.
By far.
You definitely open your eyes in time to see this maw opening, going, and you roll out of your sleeping roll quick enough that he gets nothing but a mouthful of blanket. Okay, so to the top of the initiative order. Galen, it is your turn.
Am I too close for the bow?
You are actually right here. There's none of them adjacent to you.
So I can use a bow.
You can use
but
your bow.
No negative. Okay. Okay. We're going to do...
Okay, you're prone currently.
I have to get up.
Okay, so getting up will use half your movement.
Yeah. Only half?
Only half.
And I'm going to shoot this one.
Shoot this one.
But then I also plan on using my... action surge.
Okay.
To shoot that one.
Okay, so go ahead and
I'm
give
going
me
to use inspiration on them.
For your first one?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and roll your first shot for this guy.
Okay.
As you see, when you take your shot, your halfling.
23?
That will hit. Your halfling friend crumpled to the ground.
Okay. And so.
You just see the two of them claw at her and she just falls to the
13
ground.
13 for the second one.
Okay. So that will hit for both of them.
Okay.
Roll for damage for each.
All right. 8 for one.
Okay, 8 for the first one?
Yeah. And 9 for the other one.
Okay. They both take your arrows. They're sticking out of their sides and the leg. Okay, as you can just notice the hungry glee in their eyes as they look at the halfling.
No, it's not.
Okay, no. Lady Coraline.
I will jump
up. Amazing roll.
Yes, I will jump up.
Whoosh-ah!
And I'm going to slash this miscreant in the head and would use that.
Inspiration. Because he was all kid. You have to buy me dinner before you wake me up kissing me.
Absolutely!
Yes, be polite.
Marital contract, and there has to be an exchange of properties and dowry. will
chattel.
A 16 18.
That will hit.
Hit. All right. Yay for advantage. And that is 1d8 plus strength plus 1. So, 10 damage. Ten?
Okay, you stab it in the stomach and putrid black ooze comes out of the wound.
Vita's going to be wroth with me when she sees my armor.
Talon will be filthy.
Oh, Talon is filthy. It's a mess.
Okay, so...
Dirty blade.
Another, it's
sorry, I didn't mean to make you laugh while you're drinking.
Just remember, Jocelyn, it's a dirty blade even before you put it in.
Well, that's what you get for just not... Well, it is a tank and spray.
You should always sheathe it first.
To protect it.
You said it without a titter.
Oh, my heavens. All right.
Some blades just get around.
And then, of course, there's the paring and cleaning for the blade, which, of course, involves a lot of stroking.
Vocal for her
polishing.
Pleasure. Oh, we have the Dr. Roboto! Warning, Will Robinson! Warning!
I do move like Robbie the Robot!
Warning, Will Robinson! Warning! Dang,
oh my god, that was Robbie! That was Robbie that reminded me of!
One episode. Can the audience handle this?
I don't know. I guess
it's purple for their pleasure.
Unfortunately, it is the ghoul's turn, which would make the table get serious awful quick.
Aww.
So, the arrow was shot at this one. And
hold on,
that
I didn't
one.
Get to go at all? I have to thought I got to at least try and save.
Well, yeah, you can go ahead and save.
Okay,
well, you're safe,
is it
there.
My turn?
Not yet. You had a 14 in your initiative.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The ghouls did better than you.
Cool, okay.
And they snuck up on you, Miss. I rolled a 3.
Terrible. All
your
way
passive
around.
Perception was at least a 10. Okay, so this one is going to go after Galen for shooting the arrow into it.
I
took offense to that.
Yeah, because apparently the halfling's not going anywhere.
Ooh, you will probably survive that. Will a 13 versus
nope.
AC hit you? Nope, he swings his jagged, ugly claws at you and misses easily.
Yay!
Okay, then...
Because I'm paralyzed. I can't... So, like, thinking, that's me cheering!
Then this one is going to claw the halfling again. It wants to make a meal out of her.
It's an amuse bouche.
Unfortunately, you are paralyzed on the ground.
It's a small bite.
It's okay. The ghoul was going for the half-size portion.
It's dieting.
You will take another 7 points.
Oh no!
The halfling is not looking pretty.
I am at
She's
2 hit points.
Clawed horribly.
Oh no! Oh dear! I'm going to have to.
Well, I will defend you, small one. But first, I must slay this ghoul.
Okay, and then Lady Corlin's kissing partner will attempt to claw at her.
I give it a look.
And it tries to claw her, hurt her, but she moves deftly back as its claw flies out and hits the wood behind her. Sticking its claws into the wood clumsily, it's immobilized this turn.
Excellent.
That's what happens when you roll a 1.
Yay,
bad stuff happens.
Very good.
And then the one that's going
if he
after...
If pulls hard enough, he might lose the arm.
The one that's going after Hogar will go for another...
Or a couple fingers.
Will go for another toothy, rotted-smelling kiss.
Yeah. That's so unattractive.
Will a 10 hit you?
No.
Again, it's getting nothing but
blanket.
Duck feather blanket in its mouth.
Oh yes, we get
a
down blanket, aren't we?
Tilda,
guys?
Would you like to make your saving throw?
Yes, I would.
Maybe a down blanket.
Let's hope you do.
Yes, very, very posh.
Roll the one. You've fallen deeper into paralysis.
I did it!
That's right, she's got
one. I'm a halfling!
And what's a halfling do when they roll a one?
I can re-roll that one!
Why?
Because I'm lucky!
Now, are you sure it goes
John
to save?
John saving throws?
Saving throws? Perfect.
Okay.
And she remembered.
Woohoo! And I still didn't do it! But you didn't
I'm going to look across the battlefield and say, you are going to get up, damn it! Add a d4 to that save.
Oh, what? You can do that?
Leadership.
Add a d4!
Any target within, any non-hostile target within 30 feet that I can see, I can bark an order or encouragement at, and they add d4 to the save or attack roll.
Is an 8 good enough?
No.
Do you have a constitution bonus?
No.
Oh, you need.
I tried.
You tried, though.
That was fist bump.
You have a plus 1, so what's your total?
Yeah,
it's 9. Just under.
Aww. Thank you for trying,
though. He's like, no damn halflings can't take an order.
Well, they are halflings. They're very not prone to taking orders.
Okay, so that is everybody. Okay, so it is now Hogar's turn.
I'm going to get up.
Always a good plan.
It's going to be the death of me.
You're going to offer.
I'm going to. Can I jump over the fire here? And
if you can give me athletics 10, yes.
Okay, so
basically, add your strength modifier.
Sure, I have skill athletics from the soldier.
Okay, so that's going to give you plus 2.
And burn to his butt.
So plus 2 plus whatever your strength is.
Hogar, be quick.
The plus 4.
8.
Okay, unfortunately, Hogar jumps through and kind of
singes himself.
Some would call this a jump, but when jumping in full armor, it's more of a forced march through the flames, taking 3 points from the fires. So the flames kiss your tunic and armor.
But you know, it's only 3 points, and you look very fiery and dashing.
And it looks very awesome as he stomps through and the flames open up. Oak and Shield would be half as lucky to look as cool stepping through fire.
Indeed.
Can I borrow a d6? This thing is going to get a sword thrown at it.
Okay.
In melee, of course.
Okay.
Will that won't do very well. It'll be a... Oh, wait. Can I use this?
Yes.
Okay. You're still new, so I'll say yes.
Okay.
Just remember, normally before you roll.
Before I roll, yes.
Yeah.
All right, that's a bit better.
That's a bit better.
Though, not by much, actually, because it's...
He's got the brown dice. Is it brown?
He picked up the
you
brown
picked the
dice.
Brown dice.
Usually, so, Jocelyn, by the way, forces me to use that dice, because it's not yours.
And then
bad.
It starts working for
except
you.
Except it started giving me 20s.
It's actually, you know, if I weren't emotionally attached to this die, it would go in the shame bin.
It was from Conrad Con, though.
It was
an awesome game.
I can't give up to Conrad Con.
It was our dark elf game.
Exactly.
Like 5th edition for the first time.
It was delightful.
It was
yes.
an awesome game.
The Patrick.
And we didn't kill each other.
No,
it was
we
scary.
Didn't. It was strange.
So did you make it?
It was a 10.
A 10 does not hit.
Oh.
But it does not botch, so it's a good thing.
Yeah, yes.
Good effort.
And okay. You've attracted his attention, I bet.
Yes, he's not going to try eating the halfling now that sword guy's in his face. I mean,
hello,
yes. That was the next plan was, okay.
So you've saved the halfling.
Yes.
Okay,
yay.
So back to the top of the order. So Galen.
I will get a
disadvantage.
So I'm just going to drop my bow and go with my longsword.
Okay.
My greatsword, excuse me.
Okay.
Get
now remember, look at the map and see what might happen shortly.
Yeah, the guy behind him, that Hogar was attacking, is going to come attack me.
Maybe.
So.
Okay, just.
I'm well aware that odds are he'd come for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From where he's staying. So, I'm aware of him.
Okay. Because then they would be fine.
I haven't used my action surge yet, though.
But see, I have used my action surge, so I can't do a multiple attack.
But I can.
15 plus.
I sound like cousin it now.
Yeah. I've got a 19.
19 will definitely hit.
Kill it. Kill it hard.
With the pointy end.
Make it explode in death.
Oops. I just dropped my d6. Eight
points of damage.
8 points of damage. Okay, he's got some nice grievous wounds on him now. He's Yay! Still on his feet, but he's leaking all kinds of black ichor all over the place.
Grievous Ew. Wounds.
Okay, so Lady Corlin.
Well, first, there's a ghoul here.
Whose hand is stuck in the wood.
Lying before me with his neck exposed.
Yes.
Oh, I like how she said that.
My take Talon in a two-handed grip.
Oh, for the extra damage.
Yes, and I will raise it high, and I will attempt to decapitate him.
That's a really good attack.
That's 20 on the attack roll.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the gloves are off.
Literally. Yeah. I guess she's warming up now.
She's breathing fire on that dice.
Oh, well, it's 3, 6, 7 to the damage.
It now has this grievous slice along its rib cage.
And then I will action surge, and I will go forth, still two-handed, and I will go towards the one who might attack my companion. No, the little white one.
So right here.
The one who's
if you stay in this square, you won't be giving an attack of opportunity.
Perfect.
To
him, there so. We go. I'm going to two-handed again because, you know,
okay.
It's time to take off the kid skin gloves here.
Kid skin gloves.
Yes. And I think that a 22 will hit.
A 22 definitely. Will definitely hit.
And then again.
Which is good because this is the untouched one.
Right. Oh.
Much better.
7, 10, 11 points of damage. Okay.
And
that
you
one.
Just slice down its face. It has this gash, this leaking black ichor. And it howls at you with the ichor oozing on its mouth, flicking at you.
Oh, gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
Well, then I'll snarl back. And that is what you get for ambushing my party. Didn't even bring tea.
It's like, welcome to the party.
Okay, so the ghouls will take their turn. The first ghoul will turn from the halfling paralyzed on the ground and attack the hobgoblin who's charged through the flames.
Oh, badass.
And I'm assuming a 10 will not hit you.
Again.
As it swings out, clawing at you. As Hogar prepares his counterattack.
Bring it, bro!
Pretty much.
The one here attacking Galen will swing his claws at you again.
Okay. Oh! Natural 20?
Yes.
20.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Oh, Thrain, how I miss you.
I miss Thrain's magic hands.
On the plus side, I rolled its damage instead of using the static number,
uh-huh.
And it's the same number.
Oh, okay.
With an extra d4 for critical. So 7 points of damage.
Okay.
Give me a constitution save.
Roll high.
13.
You feel this cold wave of tingles hit you from the claw mark.
Not the tingles.
I failed?
No. Okay. And then slowly it recedes and disappears. You shake it off with your fortitude. Okay. So this wounded one will pluck its arm out of the wood and look for where it should go next. It will go for the obvious flank of Lady Corlin.
Sadly, I threw down my shield. But the extra damage was good.
It was good.
I have to make a 17 now, I think.
But a 12 will not hit.
No.
As you feel behind you, your hair and armor is tugged on his claws, scraped down your back.
Not the hair.
Not the hair.
He shot my hair. Do you know how long Noxie works on my hair? She's very, very upset. My hair is must.
Like, plus.
And the one in front of you will then attempt to claw as well.
That was pretty good.
Will a 14 hit your AC?
No!
Okay, so it's not been a good round for the goblins.
The ghouls.
Tilda, would you like to go for your saving throw?
Yes, I would.
How about saving this time?
Oh!
You know, you'd almost wish for a 1 so you could roll again.
I know, I got a 2!
Oh, no.
You know you can use advantage for your saving throws, by the way.
I didn't know we could use them for
advantage. Any dice rolls.
Okay, next time.
Next round to save your friends. Okay, so then it comes back to Hogar, the Firewalker.
Indeed.
Your armor now has cool scorch marks on it.
That's a good idea. We have dubbed the, you know, we dubbed Flame Skull Crusher. You are now Hogar Firewalker.
Ooh, we're going to have to give you some flasks of oil and a torch.
You know, that's a good name for a king. Yeah. Hogar Firewalker, King of Ragnar.
In front of his throne, he could have a firewalking pit that people have to walk through to get to see him.
Oh, yeah, you know, that would be good.
That sounds like an awesome idea.
Weed out the chaff.
Lesser goblins explode into flames before they reach you. Problem solved.
And provides entertainment.
There you go. Yeah. And lunch!
So I'm going to wind up with goblin taking two hits on this thing and coming back at it with a backswing. One is 11, likely not hit.
Okay, the 11 misses.
And the
second swing definitely
21
hits.
21 will hit. All right. So I'm going to use the martial advantage as it is hovering over
the halfling. You do have a friend there, an ally, even. That's a lot of dice.
That's a lot of ones.
12, 14.
14?
Yes.
14 is sufficient for you to slay the creature. As your blow hits, it falls backwards, and its head lands inches from the halfling's, facing it, with black ichor drooling at its rotten teeth.
But it's dead!
As its final breath wheezes air in the face.
He's just grossing her out.
Good thing she's paralyzed. She can't puke.
Since that was my multi-attack, I also would like to move.
Okay.
Help out Lady Corlin here with coming around and flanking this.
This time not walking through the fire.
Yes, well, it's not as urgent.
No, I'm all right.
No, Lady Corlin, like, she's taking to herself, unfortunately.
You'll be still dead in a moment. I think you'll
go through a wall. Top of the order.
Okay.
Lady Galen.
I will slash again at the ghoul before me.
Okay.
Kill it!
What is a 15 good enough to hit?
Okay. Hit good. Hit better. More better.
I am. More better. Oh, more better. God, please.
Took you a second to catch that.
10.
10
points of damage.
Yay!
10 points will basically slice its entrails open as its entrails just plop, and as well as some limbs of its previous meal.
Ew!
On the ground as it just slides back and separates into two pieces in the ground.
Oh, sweet.
A pool of ichor.
This is Darth Maul.
A pool of ichor slowly oozing towards the half leg.
Oh, stop it!
Complete with the Hanukkah lightsaber.
I love it. Oh my god, that was the best meme.
I will have to share that one with you.
I saw the Swiss Army knife.
That was good.
I haven't seen that one.
Far better than a cross hill. Obviously, you have not gone to the Creative Play and Podcast Network and watched and looked at the meme of the day.
I have not.
No, not shame. It's not like a splodge. Yeah.
You rolled disadvantage on your next roll.
No.
Terrible.
Okay, so next we have Lady Corlin.
All right. Well, you know.
Time to take care of this flanking that's going on
right
now.
I'll stab the one in front
now,
of me.
I believe you would have advantage.
If you would like, you would get advantage going after this one.
Oh, all right. I'll do that then.
Since Hogar has placed himself
in... Hey, look, you whack him in the nads with your lance.
And my wings.
See, it's such a good figure.
All right.
Advantage is nice.
I think...
You hit, yes.
I was going to very much hit.
Very much so. And don't forget, you're still wielding it two-handed.
That's right. D10.
Yep.
And that's 11 points of damage.
You bring your sword down and just cleave from his collarbone down to his belly button.
Excellent.
As it just slides open and falls between the two of you. As you have this moment, there's a moment in the firelight, in the ichor, and the gore, and the ash on Hogar, where you're seeing the warrior majesty of him in front of you, that he had your back. He had your back.
I give him the warrior nod.
The warrior nod.
Yeah. Like, yes.
Okay.
All right.
We recognize great things in Hogar.
Well, I'm all for him being king versus what's-his-face, who's namby-pamby. Bowing down to the drow. I mean, we've got to get rid of him. Really.
Quite.
And the drow. Drow's going down. lots
it's
of
never
death.
Good to have drow.
No.
Okay, that so this ghoul will turn around and take an attack on you.
No advantage for you, Mr. Ghoul.
No. On the plus side, he thinks all of this food will be for him.
Yeah, they don't think too much.
Shoot.
21 versus AC.
Oh, that makes, yeah.
Lucky shot.
Give me a constitution save.
Oh, all right. That's,
and you'll be taking 7 points of damage. It's a d20.
Well, I say.
You feel a barely hint of tingle where his claws
go. So a
natural
20?
A 19. Oh,
no. Which is
a
crit for me.
It's a crit for her.
You feel a bare tingle where the claws found their way through the chinks in your armor.
Oh.
And then it just quickly, the fire and passion of your righteousness burn it away.
Did he smudge my armor?
He did smudge your armor.
I'm going to give him the evil eye over my shoulder.
Well, he's about to become a smudge himself.
He is.
A nice, ickery smudge.
Indeed.
Tilda, would you like to make your saving throw?
Yes!
You would like to make it with
inspiration.
It's not a waste.
Getting on feet is not a waste when you're down to 2 hit points. You rolled an 8 and a 9.
Is a 10 good enough?
A 10?
Yeah.
That is a number!
See, I get the constitution bonus, right?
Yes.
That is a 10.
you are unparalyzed. you have to get up on your next turn, and you're going to be really sore in the morning.
Not so much the fact that you're hurt.
And,
very hurt.
We're going to need to do some laundry.
And she looked at you.
Indeed.
Okay. So we now have Hogar.
Well, come around, Lady Corlin.
Okay.
Opposite her gaze.
Okay.
Hogar's figure is very imposing
over
the ghoul.
Yes, it
is.
Because we're using a substitute goblin.
It would be good.
I have this flash of, yes, I would like to decapitate one of my those damn goblins right now.
I'm not going to.
Yes. I should be thinking
Well, you
can
roll 2 if you're doing a multi-attack.
Oh, right. 2 attacks.
I figured that's what you're going for.
How do we get multi-attack? I want multi-attack.
He has it as part of one of his things. Since
Paul
his character sheet is so tiny, he gets cool things.
Yes.
Aww.
As opposed to you get a lot of cool things on your big paper. So your first tackle looks like
misses
but then you twist and reverse your stroke to a marvelous backhand stroke.
And cut it down.
Cut down.
Kill it in the face.
11.
Oh,
11. And as you turn and backhand upwards on your stroke, it kind of turns to face your blade like, what? He's swinging twice? And as it does, your sword comes up just nicking it right under the jawline.
Oh.
And as your blow continues through... off into the darkness. Now, of course, your fair-skinned compatriots here can't see in the darkness, but you can see the spinning top half of its skull go whizzing out of the camp.
Uh-huh. Oh, that is awesome!
And I'll scream out in Goblin, FOUR!
as you just see in this dissected skull, the feathers from
dissected.
Your...
dissected.
Yes.
Disadvantage for you too.
Nothing for you.
The bisected skull, all of a sudden, feathers from your blanket go poofing out of the open top like a volcano.
And the game of golf is invented!
Yay!
Yay!
And then it just oozes all over your bedroll, basically.
Aww.
You'll have to double bunk with someone.
I've
dug
my
ditch before.
He's going
to be a king. I mean, the family could do with a little kingly. It's just that I'm in trouble.
A little kingly scepter.
But yes, it's just someone's told me
she's
that
just building relations.
Hobgoblins
race relations
don't
at its best.
Marry humans in diplomatic marriages, so it's unfortunate.
All right, so unfortunately, since we don't have any clerical assistance here...
Well,
But
I have a healing potion.
Oh, you do have a healing potion. Mm-hmm. Will you be taking it?
Yes. We have hit dice saves that we can
yes,
use.
Yes, we can use our hit dice.
So you can. So who will take the next watch?
I think, who was that?
So
next?
How many, what do I roll for the healing potion?
I was up for a second.
Alright.
I was spending part of it, slicing the bedroll to proper amounts. I'll be king soon enough. Back. I can buy another bedroll.
So I got 8 points back from the hit dice.
Okay.
But, but for, what do I roll for the healing potion?
The healing potion is...
Yay, healing potion.
Yay, healing potions. That's why I was glad you guys had this.
Is it a six-sided or is it a...
Let me jump to it real quick. Healing potion. It's a potion of flying. You regain 2d4 plus 2 hit points.
2d4 plus 2?
2d4 plus 2.
That's good.
It's a whopping healing potion. And she's going...
Okay, so eight points. So I'm up to 18.
That's Yay. Pretty good. As you now know what ghoul paralyzation feels like.
It does not feel pleasant.
And you now know what it's like to roll really badly on your perception roll. When creatures with bad stealth out-stealth you.
Yeah.
That was not very nice.
And what do you tell the group? That they have supernatural stealth capabilities?
It's like, Lydia!
There's no sultan to dispute you.
It's like, oh my
god. Sorry about that, dudes.
It's like, no! They put the whammy on me.
Well, it's because they're dead. The dead are very quiet, you know.
They have the quiet of the grave.
Yes.
And a hungry, hungry appetite.
Yeah.
Okay. So just as this is happening, you hear footsteps off into the dark.
What?
Oh, no.
Are we still on her watch?
We're on who?
No, you heard the footsteps. That's the difference.
Okay, we heard footsteps.
And we can only hope that it's Thrain and the Salted Elf.
I hope it's Thrain.
When we come back next time. Because that's a good place to end it there.
And I lived.
Just barely.
But we
and
live.
We'll get a nice rest.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Woo. So we'll get our action surges back, or, you know. Our hit dice are...
And in case Tilda wanted to loot the corpses, you do find a hand.
I do.
You find a hand that on the separated wrist bone has a leather cord around it. It was wrapped around one of the ghoul's waists. Probably brown bag in it.
Ew. What? That's it?
That's the bag.
Oh. No, the hand.
Oh.
Just
the hand was lunch.
Thonged. The hand is leftovers.
You know, finger food.
Oh, my God. Yes.
You got a hand to me.
She takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Oh my god.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.